So we may have noticed that at times thoughts just arise, seemingly from nowhere. They're not arising from another contact, another secondary thinking arising. Sometimes I notice like a song will arise in the mind. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? The 1950s, yes. And I won't sing it because then it'll be your practice for the day. But sometimes memories just arise. All kinds of thought states arise from the mind as a sense door. So all of these six sense doors are how we're making contact with our environment, with our world, with this life as it's unfolding. And another area of our practice that we can awaken is noticing, awakening to that initial moment of contact. There's three characteristics of all of these contacts. They're experienced as either being pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. The short form for that one is just called neutral. So we can talk about pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Vedana is the word in Pali. Feeling tone is how it's often translated. This is different than emotion, so the word feeling, cautious with. I just usually use the word Vedana because it's more accurate, even though it may be unfamiliar to us. Pleasant contact, whether it's through sound, taste, touch, sense, smell, sight, thoughts. Are important to awaken to because they often continue to build to become desire. It's pleasant. I would like more of that. Thank you very much. And so we might, there's so many ways we can notice this through each of these experiences. It's so we might notice this on lunch when sometimes dessert is put out. And the eye contact may be pleasant. And immediately, faster than we can often be aware of, is want, desire, maybe I'll just take another one in a napkin to my room for later. we can also notice that what is pleasant for me may be unpleasant for someone else. Someone may be very excited to have steamed Brussels sprouts in the buffet for dinner, and others may find this unpleasant. And so it's not in the object. That characteristic of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral is not inherent to Brussels sprouts. It is in our relationship in any given moment What's very interesting is that it also can change. Even if I'm just talking about myself with this particular object, let's move from Brussels sprouts to chocolate in this case, and say, yes, and the women are giggling, and maybe some men also have chocolate attachment. So desire shows up from that pleasant contact of the eye meeting this object, and associations, etc. So it's pleasant. And so I start to eat it, and the first bite might be extremely pleasant, very much in that experience. Depending on the size of it, partway through, we might also begin to notice that it becomes neutral. I'm not really so aware now of the pleasant contact has now become neutral contact in the mouth. If it was something larger, like a bucket of ice cream, just saying that, no, I haven't done that, but that if for some reason, which would be cruel, I was for some reason like eating the whole thing, then at some point it would probably become very unpleasant. But maybe, you know, it's so even that contact of like the last spoon in the mouth has now become, could become unpleasant. So it's, again, it's not in the object, it's in moment by moment awakening to this contact. How is this being experienced? Earlier I was standing out on by the pond and just standing and open, and at the far side of the field, somebody walking their dogs, and the contact with the eye sense door was pleasant. Dogs. And then it became unpleasant because then the thoughts started to become missing my dogs. So it became thoughts started to arise and wanting, missing. So that eye contact changed in a few moments and started to become something else. Also, pleasant. Yeah, I'll leave that for now. So unpleasant. So just look a little bit more at unpleasant vedana. Again, this can be through any of these sense doors, a thought arising, sound, touch, sensation. And when it starts to meet with thoughts and be added to, it can become aversion. It can become ill will. Can become all of these stronger aversive states. So inviting a little bit more awakening to noticing, this is unpleasant, can help release us from that building and growing. Because we can't always protect the sense doors, as we were talking about last night with the right efforts, the four great efforts, that we can't protect ourselves and avoid all that is going to be experienced as unpleasant. And we're learning how, what are ways I can be skillful with that. Interesting, with unpleasantness, unpleasant contact, we can also be awake to when unpleasant contact ceases, the moment of pleasantness. Because unpleasant has ended or passed. We might have noticed that the other day with the lawnmower meditation. That maybe might have been experienced as unpleasant contact at some time. And then maybe as the sound continued in a continuity for a while, then that same vibration contact maybe became neutral. It's like, ah, this is just moves into the background, not really noticed. And then it ends at some point. And maybe that can be known as just what it may be experienced as in that moment, as pleasant, like, ah. And then birds arise, and maybe that's pleasant. so to see the changing nature of these different contacts. So neither pleasant nor unpleasant, short we'll say neutral, can lead to delusion. So you might have recognized here greed, hatred, and delusion that were referred to previously as unwholesome unwholesome, they're called defilements, greed, hatred, and delusion. These are showing up in this relationship with Vedana. It's interesting to this being that neutral is most of the contact. Most of the contact with our world, environment, mind is neutral. There's a constant, there's like so much information being known in this form. It's like quite astounding. So much. I think this is something that's especially awakened on retreat. It's very beautiful that we're through our slowing down, our paying attention, our kind attention and presence with this being, interacting with this world, part of this world, we start to feel grass touching the bottom of the feet. Wow. Wind touching the face. Just seeing dandelions. And maybe in our, well, I'll just go ahead and say, in our daily lives, these are usually things we are not noticing. The neutral just becomes not known, not awake to, not connected with, not attentive to, not intimate with. So we a lot of the what neutral Vedana is becoming pleasant here. Also, some of the neutral may be becoming experienced as unpleasant. Things that may be seen that normally are kind of not noticed could also be experienced being known as unpleasant. Yeah, I think that's enough. Let's practice with this. This isn't something we need to figure out or give a lot of thinking to. It's a very light touch of attention. Like the eyelid that Pascal mentioned earlier. As we open to the experience of hearing, gentle knowing of an arising of pleasant or unpleasant or neutral with this hearing. What is the relationship with pleasant? Is there leaning towards or holding on or preferring? The relationship to neutral, is there lack of awareness, attention? The relationship with unpleasant, is there pushing away, leaning away, not wanting? And this body, with all of these sensations that can be known or unknown, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, awake to their arisings and the relationship to them. Wanting to keep, create, and grow pleasantness. Push away, move away from unpleasant. Unawake to neutral. Can that be known? and this breath. What is the contact, the Vedana, and the relationship? And these thoughts, when they arise, gently aware of Vedana, without needing to be caught in desire or aversion. or delusion. So today we can give some attention to the relationship with Vedana in all of our practices. When walking, does it begin as pleasant contact, touch, Vedana? At some point, does it become neutral and then I have tea instead? At some point, does it become unpleasant? With eating, yeah, just awakening to all of these different aspects. And do I avoid doing standing meditation because it's unpleasant? What else is known there? What other Vedana? Or is this a place I can practice my relationship with unpleasant? Just saying. So, lots of ways to continue exploring this today.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.